Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a halfling rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Kazad Doerden, a drow oathbreaker paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Mershi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Story Weaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
All right, so day three of travel. I need the two over scavenging to go ahead and make a nature check. Which is Champra and Myth. I'm sorry, Ruin.
Wait, nature or survival?
Survival.
Okay.
I'm sorry, nature, you're right. I'm sorry.
Damn it!
I'm sorry.
So
I'm better at survival!
Above table.
Yes.
Flaffle has a +7 on nature.
Why does Flaffle have a +7 to nature? Oh, nature's
intelligence-based skill.
I mean, I wouldn't say Flaffle's intelligent.
Uh-oh.
I just got downgraded beyond.
Misunderstood.
Yes. But no, it is a nature check for the scavenging, and then it's a survival for those that are leading.
I have a +4, and I can give myself guidance. I can also give somebody else guidance as well, so. What's everybody else got? Because like I said, I got a +4 to survival.
I have rolled a...
I'm a +5.
I have a +6 to survival, but I only have a +1 to nature.
Not to brag, but then I got a +1 to survival.
I think we should have Flaffle probably take scavenging. We might get a weird level of amount of dynamite. That's probably where he found the last bit. Because he has a +7 in nature, so... Champra and Flaffle, I mean, that is the Kissy Kissy gang. So...
Kissy Kissy?
I mean, I'm down. But yeah, so then everybody else is doing survival if we're leading, or is there a third option?
Third option is essentially whatever you would like to do. There are going to be lots of sections of travel in this campaign. So downtime activities like learning a skill or learning how to use a certain tool set, if you have it, are all options that you can do.
Okay.
Tinkering with something is just... You are, because of Ruin, you guys are moving faster than normal. So keep that in mind. But because of her abilities, you do not get the negative effects from traveling fast.
Very well. Ivan will kind of walk to the center of the party. I'm actually very perceptive. Ignore the whole ladder incident. I felt like taking a risk that day. I could keep a watch of the area around us if... I'm not very good at leading. I'm okay at survival, but I'm not trained in the bushcraft.
There, there. I saw you lead back in the prison cell. I agree. You're not very good at it.
We both lived, though. And we did get down there first.
We did.
And we were able to cover the backs of our friends from that slime.
We did.
I feel like I did a pretty good job.
Flaffle can't tell how he feels about you, Ivan.
I can't tell how I feel about myself either.
That's good. That's called guilt. Hold on to that.
No.
What? Killed like two guys.
Just don't tell someone to hold on to guilt.
He is kind of right. I did cause two people to, be murderized by, a psycho prison warden. So he's right.
Admitting it's the first part of recovery.
Choice.
I could have.
In the first place, though.
We had plenty of choices. Like, grab her, hold her down, break your kneecaps.
I mean, I could have thrown the kobold at her, but...
We could have thrown the... Wait, what?
I think we're getting away from the objective at hand. So I can... I'll take... I'll kind of be in the back, and I'll take watch. I'll watch over. I'm not very good, again, at leading. I'm not good at scavenging for things. But I'm very perceptive. And I also have, as a... A bluish, light emanates from his hand. I can also, using the power that I have, guide somebody to the correct assumption or path. Or even help them physically. It's like a momentary boost.
That's a neat trick. I wish my hands could glow blue.
I mean, they glow a couple different colors. As they start shifting from
can you do it red?
He goes to a sickly green color, and then a bright yellowish light as he casts light, and then sacred flame goes red.
Oh, I like that one. Make more red. Red is the best color of dragons.
They're the most angry, that's for sure. But yeah, let's decide. Like I said, I'll watch. I'll keep watch. As I will roll perception with guidance.
All right.
It's a good thing I have such a high number in that. 16 is what I rolled.
Okay. All right. Between Flaffle and Champra, what was the roll?
I believe I had a 12.
I got a dirty 20.
Very well. And then survival check from Ruin.
She rolled a 98. I just saw it.
Okay. with advantage, because Shushar is helping you lead.
Okay. All right. That is a 19.
Okay. Yeah. With all of that... you do find enough food for the day for you and your companions. And also, point of order, too, if there's ever a conversation you want to have with one of them, just kind of throw it out there. I will interject every now and then with them, but for the most part, they are your silent party, if you will.
I would like to say something to Sarith.
Okay.
Hey, Sarith! After that rousing speech that Ivan just gave, you're now my least favorite drow.
A little smile from Ivan off in the distance.
Kazad just chuckles under his breath.
You are... very well. I was going to make a comment about drow feeling guilt, but... it does not seem that...
Are you showing are you showing feelings, Sarath? Do you feel guilt?
For what?
Do you want to tell us about your childhood pain?
Sure, I grew up...
Okay, well, let's keep moving.
You're funny. I like you.
Ivan is just in the background with a smile on his face because he's now not the least hated drow, and then he realized, wait, that means Sereth was above him.
Yep.
Kazad is just immediate depression. So hard, there's just no sound coming out of his mouth at all. He's just like choking for air right now.
Just immediate depression. Oh.
All right. So, after that verbal ass whooping, I would like someone to roll a d20 for me.
I do. Back off, everybody. Back off. I fight you with stick.
Easy, Kenner.
11.
All right. Very well. The first part of your travels goes by uneventful.
Successful.
Yay.
I need another.
We see the murder hobos in the party now.
No.
That now someone else can roll a d20 for me, please.
It's 19.
Okay. All right. I need you to roll a d20.
It's 15. Oh, I can do that. Hold on. Ignore that 15. Ah,
yeah.
For you folks at home.
Big brain move.
Oh, yeah. Big brain move.
Now.
It's at the very top left. It says dice.
But when it roll, it just shows the options.
You just select the d20 and then hit roll in the center.
Is there a roll?
Should Where be a roll. It's a little arrow. There's a little arrow. Right in the center. After you click the d20, there, if you hover over this little purplish pinkish arrow, it'll say roll.
Okay.
You click that. Like a good kobold, you click that.
I ignored that. I was.
That is not a d20. Okay.
I clicked the d20 at the very top, and I'm just like, why isn't it showing anything?
It's at the very fucking bottom right above the d100.
There you go. That's for the people at home.
It's okay. You're a kobold. We don't expect you to grasp it right away.
But he's the most intelligent one of us.
I mean.
Terrifying, isn't it?
That's the bad for us.
And I need another d20 roll.
Oh, no, let's roll. I'm embarrassed myself.
I'll roll. I'll roll.
Thank you.
Okay. Sending it. A 5.
A 5. Okay. Very well. Someone roll a d6 for me.
I want do. No, wait, Ruin hasn't done anything. You Ruin, you do. Or Shampra.
This entire thing is making me increasingly uncomfortable.
I'm right there with
you. I got it. It's a 4.
We had Shampra roll up on a 5 on the owlbear.
Oh.
Yep.
So we all together we rolled a 4.5.
A 4.5. That's passing.
So if these are enemy numbers, one of them is cut in half.
All right.
They're dead on the ground.
And finally, Ruin, if you'll roll a D100 for me.
Of course she gets a D100. We're all fucked, you guys. We're fucked!
Well, it's been nice playing with all of you.
Rolls a 1.
It's okay. Ow. I got a character who wants to bring boxing to the world of Faerun, so.
So I'm thinking a little 22. Green kobold.
Okay. Alrighty then. So, you guys stumble into, towards the end of your travel, what looks to be some form of a collapsed, destroyed set of buildings that looks almost like a ruin.
Uh-oh.
Would we be over here now? Or are we still in this map?
Oh, yeah. I'm just using this for visual representation.
Gotcha.
So it looks like a ruin. So it looks like a pale drow-esque creature.
has nightmares.
R-U-I-N. R-U-I-N.
All right. You gotta specify.
Silly.
People at home.
Especially because it said old ruin.
So, amongst them, the first to see anything is you, Ivan. You see a little green head pop up.
Anybody know anything with a green head? Because points it out. There's that thing.
As you begin to hear the ramblings, does anybody speak Goblin?
Not yet.
I do not.
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, you see 5 goblins appear out of the ruin. And you see one of them look forward and go,
"Intruder! What are you doing here?
We come in peace. You want us to go in?
No! You stay out!
You said come in, though.
No. You know come in!
Hold on. As a minion of short stature, relate. Hello!
Why are you here?
I am here with my group. I rule over these people as their dragon.
He is our lord.
Please make a deception check. Azad
just nods.
Ivan is trying to play it up as he kneels. You are very wise, my lord.
With advantage.
I was about to ask.
Ivan catches on quick, okay? He doesn't want to fall to the least favorite.
That's about 20-26.
Oh my god.
He does not want to fall to the least of drow. He will make this lord a lord.
So you mean to tell me? Oh.
And they immediately kneel.
Oh. Great dragon. Red mighty dragon. Sorry. You may enter.
Oh. Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
Come along, subordinates.
Yes,
I'm
my lord.
I walk up to him, and as I walk by him,
I would
just
like
to
incite the goblins.
Okay.
You have earned my undying loyalty.
Oh, thank you. This is why you're my favorite drow.
That is a 21.
Drow's smile goes away.
They full, wholeheartedly believe that they are talking to a dragon.
Nobody said goblins are smart.
Okay.
Shambra's gonna walk behind Flaffle and go,
"And make sure you refer to our lord by his true ruling name, King Stinky."
Almighty King Stinky, we praise and beseech thee, all red shortness. Oh, you can have what's in there.
Oh, what is in there, my goblin lead subordinate?
Roll a d100.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Why did it roll more than one?
I don't know.
Stop doing this. Okay, all right, start again. It just throws it up. Okay, there we go.
You may be a king, but you keep like messing up.
Oh, there's the owl bear. All right, it's 32.
There's just a tank in there.
Shit.
Oh, all right. Man.
Flaffle, you walk in and you recognize something.
Do I?
You do. You see a poorly carved out of what looks to be human bone dagger.
Ooh.
That you know used to belong to one of your siblings.
Ooh. What a memento.
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Is It is great that our almighty king... We're kind of broke. Can we follow you?
Absolutely you can.
More mouths to feed.
What are your names, little goblin friends?
They are...
Don't got that name generator up, do you?
Nope. It's happening now, though.
Stumble effect of every DM. NPC names.
Yep. All right. I am Pix. This is Tex. Rocks. Shocks. What's your name?
Bob.
Bob?
Ivan just Bob, go babe. Kind of coughs and chokes on his own breath. Bob?
Bob.
Bob is a good, strong goblin name.
Nice to meet you, Bob.
I appreciate it.
Welcome, Bob.
Bob is going to save us all one day.
Well, now my new goblin minions. We shall camp here tonight in your luxurious ruin.
Yeah, of course.
Nope, not copy.
There's another one. What's your name?
Oh, it died.
Larry.
Struck down by God.
Quinn just fell.
There you go. Pix, Tex, Rox, Gox, and Bob.
Yeah, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. We may camp together.
Absolutely, we camp together. How do you guys feel about Roctopus?
What's that?
Oh, you're in for a treat tonight.
Oh, boy!
Come, the rest of my minions. Into the goblin ruins.
Oh, praise King Stinky!
Aye, aye, yes, Commander.
Thank you. He just kind of glares a little at you.
Chamber winks at you.
Very well. You guys make up camp with the five goblins you just met.
Oh, boy. Already getting an army. Flaffle, you are a cult leader.
So, with it being resting time, is there any RP that you would like to do? Any NPCs you'd like to talk to? Anything of that nature?
Upon my scavenging. Okay. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Bramble.
No, keep going.
What ingredients did we find this day?
I would say mostly just food. Edible mushrooms, barrel stock, things of that nature. You find some blue cap, some ripple bark, and plenty of water orbs.
Okay, Flaffle's going to begin making dinner.
Okay.
I'm thinking an octopus dumpling stew. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Ruin is keeping a very close and wary eye on the goblins.
Okay. What's your passive insight?
My passive insight is 16, as is my passive perception.
Okay. As of right now, they just look like some couple goblins hanging out.
I don't trust them. I'm still watching them.
Okay.
Shampra is going to get his herbalism kit out as all of his little lizards kind of gather around him and help him. I'm going to attempt to make a potion with that Ormu mushroom I found.
Okay. Do you have the kit for that? I believe it requires a potioner's kit.
That's an alchemist kit or herbalism kit.
Alchemist kit.
Yeah, I have a herbalism kit.
Okay. All right. I would say roll a d20 and add your... Are you proficient with it?
I am proficient with it, with the background I took.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, roll d20 plus your wisdom and... Or, I'm sorry, intelligence and your proficiency bonus. As you begin to work with this mushroom, the bioluminescence is beginning to fade a little bit. And the light that it gives off is also beginning to dim. However, you notice that it is beginning to dry. Almost as if it can be dried and created into something else. Like a powder. But if, with knowing that, if you would like to create a potion with that, I will say a 12 would be the DC, and explain to us what the final product would look like.
So Shampra goes in with his little wooden mortal pestle and begins to work on this mushroom. His lizard's kind of... keeping an eye on it, kind of swiping in some of the pieces that go out as he's crushing it. He adds a little water from his water skin. Pinch of this and that from some of the rest of his kit. It pours it into one of the vials, begins to shake it, and checks the color. I would say that it would be probably the same color as the mushroom, maybe a kind of a bluish tint to it.
Okay. Yeah. And I will message you what that potion will do.
Awesome, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Kazad kind of is just, while this is going on, he's just gonna kind of go off to the side. He's keeping an eye on the goblins, but he's also taking time to maintain his weapons and armor and prey.
Okay. So very well.
Sneaks over here back to the wall.
What do you say?
It's all under his breath, but he is holding an amulet. He's got like both of his swords laid out on his lap, and he's just holding an amulet, kind of like a rosary, in his hands, and he's just muttering under his breath. It's not something he would necessarily let anyone hear. Do I need to like roll a stealth check for that, or?
Yeah, roll a stealth check. But I would say the stealth check isn't necessarily to keep what it's hidden, it's just to keep from people recognizing that you're kind of talking to yourself.
Yes. So 19 plus 2, that's a 21.
Yeah, without issue, you slip away and you are able to do this.
Cool. And that was it. He's just kind of off on his own, keeping an eye on everything, making sure everything's set, and that's it for him.
Okay. Very well. All right, if that is it, you all may long rest. However, Ivan.
Duh. Yes?
For some reason, you are having a little bit of issues sleeping tonight, or meditating. And as you begin to see everybody else falling asleep or meditating around you, through the Phaedrus, you begin to see a shadow walking towards you. What do you do?
normally, when a shadowy figure is walking towards me, I kind of start to panic. So Ivan begins to breathe deeply as it gets closer. He starts to put his hand backwards and starts to kind of crawl away until he hits the back of one of the walls of the ruins and realizes he can't go any further, so he attempts to call for help.
Okay. You begin to try to reach out to your companions, but they cannot hear you.
Ivan begins to panic more. His heart starts to beat harder and harder. Tears start to wall up in his eyes as though he has felt that he deserved death, he does not want to die, and he feels as if this is retribution, but he does not want to accept it. So he gets up and throws a rock at the figure.
The rock hits, but does not make a noise, and does not fall. It stays in place and actually begins to travel up to what you now see as this creature's his hand that is held out.
What are you? What do you want? If you're gonna do it, just please make it painless.
The light begins to grow brighter, almost to the point where you have to look away.
Ugh. He clenches and waits for it.
Nothing happens. No damage is done to you. In fact, you open, or you begin to uncurl yourself. And the strangest thing can be seen above you. You've never seen this before, but bright twinkling lights forming different geometric shapes can be seen to only what you could compare to as the roof of Menzo Berenzan.
Ivan looks at this with amazement and breathless awe as he feels like he's stepped in another world. He reaches out to try to touch the lights.
As you reach your hand out, the creature takes form. What looks to be a female drow with bright blue eyes.
Instinctive fear kicks in as the amazement of the lights above him are robbed as he fears what to come. He looks immediately down. I'm sorry, I didn't. Have I done something?
The creature walks forward. And the closer that she gets, the less afraid you become. As the hand holding the light grabs your chin and lifts your hands up, or your head up, and you both begin to stare into the stars together.
For the first time in Ivan's life, he's actually at peace, and he doesn't want this moment to go.
And as that feeling overwhelms you, you fall into sleep. Normally, you do not need sleep. However, it is welcomed. And you begin to dream of floating in this purple-hued sky. Something you have never seen before. And you wake up, and it is morning.
He looks at his hands. looks up at the ceiling of the cave ruins that they're all in.
It is all the same as you left it.
He attempts to mimic the light with his light spell.
Almost as if you had created it yourself. The same light emanates from you.
Ivan has never smiled so wide. He's smirked a few times, but this is from corner to corner smile. Like a child first being introduced to an amusement park or something otherworldly. He gets up and runs over to Flaffle and to everybody else, yelling, "Look, guys, look what I can do! Look!"
Me? Zodge, you are very familiar with this color. This light is something that you understand and means something quite dear to you.
Can I do like a religion check on this?
You may.
All right. That's a 22.
With a 22, you have seen that light before in your dreams. And although drow are not meant to sleep mostly, most nights you find it more comforting than anything else. As you dream of stars and a sky you've never seen, that same glow is now shining around Ivan.
Isn't it beautiful? I saw it last night. A shadowy woman, a female drow, she came to me and she showed me this.
Azad is going to walk over to him. He's going to very gently place a hand on his shoulder and he's going to whisper, "Keep it down. You don't know who else might be listening."
The smile, the childlike smile from Ivan, slowly and sorrowfully disappears as the light flickers away. You're right. Okay.
As I do that, I reach into like my equipment. I have an amulet that's kind of covered up, but I reach in and I take out a holy symbol and I offer it to him. And I go, "Is this the person that you saw?" And it's a likeness of Illithdrea.
Ivan will look at it.
It is indeed one of the geometric shapes you saw last night. One that brought you the most peace.
Ivan nods his head.
Azad just hands it to him and he just kind of pats him on the shoulder and he just kind of gives a knowing smile and he goes, "Be at ease about it, brother." And he just kind of walks back over to where he was.
Ivan will sit back down but hold the holy symbol very close to him.
Okay. Day 4.
So a question for DM before we get started with like the rolls and everything for the day.
Yeah.
How long do we normally spend in camp in the morning, would you say?
It depends. Some rest need less rest than others. Some only require 4, some require 8. So it normally takes about 30 to 45 minutes or so.
How long would it take to kind of... So where we're at right now, you said it's like ruins, like a shanty town kind of ruin, or is it like stone ruins?
Stone ruins.
Would you say that there's like any weak points that could possibly be used to block off this section of the tunnel after we pass?
Make an investigation check for me.
Can I give the help action to that?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay.
So roll with advantage?
Yes.
Oh, it's another nat 20, 29.
Goodness gracious.
Yo, let's go.
Yeah, without a doubt, you sense the weak points in this structure almost as if you knew it or built it yourself. I'm assuming you are wishing to put something there?
Yes.
Very well. Go ahead and roll me... a d20 and add your proficiency bonus and your dexterity. Another one?
At 20.
Jesus Christ!
Fuck me.
Plus my proficiency bonus.
At this point, we're gonna make Flapple ascend to godhood.
Kid Lord
Flapple already has.
He's on his way.
Oh, shoot, where's proficiency?
I believe you're at a plus 2 or 3 right now. I can't remember.
That does sound right. And then plus my dexterity modifier?
Correct.
All right, so 24.
Oof. Very well. Yep, the rest of you see Flaffle tinkering with something, crawling up and down this little stone ruin. And Pix actually comes up and says,
"Hey, what are you doing?"
"Oh, well, you see, we have a bunch of angry drow chasing after us. Because I might have destroyed their prison. Mighty dragon I am. So I wish to make their journey as hard and treacherous as I possibly can."
Hey.
Good talk, little minions. I appreciate every one of you.
You did it, boss!
Yeah, I did it! You guys are great.
You're great.
No, you're great, Bob.
No, you're great.
The rest of my subordinates, make sure these 5 goblins are kept safe. No harm can befall them.
Of course, King Stinky. Anything for you, my liege.
Ivan will get up and, with a bit of, like, drive, like, it's hard to explain, but Ivan feels like a... he should be a little bit more proactive. He'll walk over to check if any of them are hurt or sick or anything like that.
Okay. Make a medicine check for me.
Very well. I will guidance this. I don't think a guidance is needed, actually. 25.
Ooh. Yeah. They all look a little... hungry, but other than that, you know, other than a cut here or there, they're fine.
Ivan will hide with like the cloak that's kind of around him. He'll kind of like take the cloak off and put the hood over his hand as that blue, that same kind of light, it starts to glow. You can kind of see little marks on his arm starting to form the more he uses it. Kind of like stars being connected. But he reveals the cloak and he pulls back the cloak, and underneath are 10 good berries as he gives one to each of the goblins. And then puts the rest in a small bag.
Well, thank you!
Don't need any more of our allies hungry. And more mouths mean more work.
Ivan, you see all of Shampra's lizards kind of circle around you, like watching you do this magic.
I only have 5... Okay, he pulls out the pouch again and starts dropping berries to the lizards. He can only give 5 out. He feels kind of bad, but he can only give 5.
You see the lizards kind of gather the berries up, and they bring them back to you, or handing them back to you in their little lizard hands. And Chamber walks up and goes,
"You'll have to excuse them. They are just fond of healing and medicine."
Oh, I've never really been much of a healer. Just somebody who, you know, gets people working again.
By the way, Ivan, I need to roll a d20 for Goodberry.
Very well. Oh, I will roll it on here like a good noodle.
Oh, 7. Okay. All right, we're good.
Okay. Continue. Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot we were still kind of in the mist thingy. Oh well, fuck it. Yeah,
Shamper just kind of says to you,
I know a healer when I see one. In my travels, Shamper spent a lot of time getting to know people through their injuries, and it seems like you may have a bigger—I don't want to sound too weird—but bigger heart for something like this than. Maybe you think you do. You're kind of mean to yourself.
It's not... I guess a habit. It was more called a tormentor in my last place of work than I was a healer, so...
Ah, I see. Well, today is a new day. And you did a good thing.
Ivan will kind of smile that the more sheepish... shy smile. Thank you.
You keep this up, you might become my second favorite drow. Watch out, Ruin.
Do you want to hold Grim?
See, I'm sorry, Ivan, but she has Grim. I do want to get them pets.
It's okay, I just she got will
scoop Grim up off her shoulder. He squawks rather indignantly and hand him over to Flawful.
If I gave you Stool, you'd probably try to eat him, so.
Oh no, I have other plans for Stool.
Grim has claws and can defend himself.
Oh, I have no plans for Grim other than pets. Isn't that right, you adorable little bastard? Yeah. Just kind of scratch him up underneath the, up underneath their chin.
He makes chittering bird noises.
Hello! I'm sorry, Ivan. It's a very high bar you have to reach to get to number 2.
It's understandable. I'm used to it as he walks away with a smile on his face.
Okay. So, if I could get the nature and survival rolls.
I shall be doing perception again.
Yes. Because that will come in handy.
With guidance.
18.
I rolled the wrong thing.
For my perception, I got an 18 plus 3, which is 21.
Nice.
Wait, do I still have advantage?
You do.
Oh, 25 actually.
Nice. Flaffle and Shampra.
I rolled a natural 20. 22 total.
Well, there's that luck going around.
Ayo. Well, I That's 16.
Well, with a natural 20, I will say you guys are able to find enough food for the next 2 days. There is an abundance of mushrooms in this part of the cavern. As well as with the nature check, you guys are able to travel along your way without any mishaps. So I do need a d20 roll from someone.
I will volunteer this time. All right. 20 roll. 7.
Okay. And because of that check earlier, your midday is quiet. There is absolutely nothing in the way. And that even goes into the night as well. So you all are able to make camp with your new friends, or companions, I should say. And is there any RP or anything you guys would like to do in that travel?
Yeah. Ivan wants to talk to Khazad.
Okay.
As we kind of make camp, Ivan walks to Khazad. Do you have a moment? We can talk a little bit more quietly.
And he kind of looks around, just to make sure that everyone's kind of settled in and situated and not really paying a whole lot of attention to either of them. And then he just kind of nods. He's like, yeah, absolutely.
So, who is that woman? The female drow that I saw.
He kind of pauses and hesitates, and he goes, "What do you remember about Spider Queen? The teachings that they gave us."
That we are all her servants and our lives are only in existence to be given to her. And that one day we will, as drow, take the surface, which is rightfully ours. He says with a bit of, like, disbelief in it and, I guess, irritation in it.
And Khazad just kind of chuckles and nods and he goes, "Do you remember anything about her history?"
No, I didn't get much school.
Khazad just kind of nods understandingly and he kind of glances around at the other drow real quick just to make sure that they're not necessarily listening in on this conversation. He gets a sense that Ruin would probably not have a problem with it, but he doesn't know about the other guy. And he goes, "You were visited by Lolth's daughter, Elistre."
Lolth has a daughter?
Khazad just kind of chuckles and nods, and he goes, "There are others like us on the surface."
Wait, there's drow on the surface?
And he smiles and nods. He goes, "Yes, there are some of us that broke away from Lolth long ago with the aid of her daughter. You might hear the name Lady Silverhair or the Dancing Goddess or Dark Dancer, Dark Lady, several of these monikers. Each of them is a name for Elistre, who is the goddess, the patron of our brothers and sisters that live on the surface."
Do Do they get to see the bright lights in the sky?
Azad just kind of lets off kind of a sad smile, and he just kind of sits back against the cave wall and he goes, "From what I understand, yes. They gather together sometimes and dance under the lights. They laugh, they eat, drink, they enjoy life without any of the past restrictions, any of the brutality that our kind are so well known for."
Do you have the same power like I do, where he kind of pulls, you know, like kind of like does the light again, but covers it? Are you like me?
Kazad again kind of lets off a sad smile and shakes his head, and he holds out a hand, and this just kind of wave of necrotic energy comes off of his hand for a second. He goes, "Unfortunately, I made the mistake of offending Spider Queen. I had sworn an oath to her service when I was younger. I was pledged to one of her priestesses, and when I decided to leave to try to get to the surface, I broke those oaths. So, unfortunately, no, my magic is not quite the same as yours. My devotion to the Dark Dancer is not in question, but if you'll pardon the colloquialism, Lolth is something of a bitch. And she's not one that forgives easily."
While y'all are having this conversation, what are your passive perceptions?
13.
16.
Ivan, you do see out of the corner of your eyes Sereth approaching.
Thank you for answering a lot of my questions. We've got nods, like, kind of like shifts his eyes, not nods, but shifts his eyes towards Sereth. We'll talk more later. I have questions, as he pulls up his sleeve from using the Goodberry spell. There are now black indented lines connecting to spots of faint glow that seem to be crawling up his arm, and he will walk away.
Azad just kind of nods and smiles. He goes, "I'm certain we will."
As Sereth approaches Kazad, "Well, I knew there was something different about you. You're the one that got away."
And Kazad just kind of smiles and crosses his arms, but as he does, he's like very discreetly like putting his hands on the halves of his swords, and he goes, "You heard about that, huh?"
"Well, don't mind me to judge. Perhaps I should tell you why I was in that cell to begin with."
He just kind of nods. He's listening, but he's on edge.
Sereth sits down on a rock over here. "You see, it was... how do I put this gently? I murdered my mother. And
For the life of me, I don't even know I did it. I've been told I've killed her, but I don't remember it.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.